Sec 2320, Special Immigrant Non-Minister Religious Worker Program. Sec 101A 27 CE, 8 U.S.C. 1101, A 27 CE, is amended in subclauses II and III, by striking before September 30, 2050, both places such term appears. Sec 2321, Special Immigrant Status for Certain Surviving Spouses and Children. In general, Section 101A 27, 8 U.S.C. 1101A 27, is amended in subparagraph D. 1. By inserting I before an immigrant who is an employee. 2. By inserting or after grant sub status. And 3. By inserting after clause I as designated by paragraph 1 the following. A. An immigrant who is the surviving spouse or child of an employee of the United States government abroad killed in the line of duty, provided that the employee had performed faithful service for a total of 15 years or more, and that the principal officer of the foreign service establishment or in the case of the American Institute of Taiwan, the director thereof in his or her discretion, recommends the granting of special immigrant status to the spouse or child, and the Secretary of State approves such recommendation and finds that it is in the national interest to grant such status. The effective date, amendments made by subsection 8 take effect beginning on January 31, 2013, and shall have retroactive effect. Sec 2322, Reunification of Certain Families of Filipino Veterans of World War II. A short title, this section may be cited as the Filipino Veterans Family Reunification Act. B. Exemption from Immigrant Visa Limits, Section 201B1, 8 U.S.C. 1151B1, as amended by Sections 2103C, 2212D, and 2307D, is further amended by adding at the end the following. O. Aliens who, I, are the sons or daughters of a citizen of the United States, and B. have a parent regardless of whether the parent is living or dead, who was naturalized pursuant to Section 405 of the Immigration Act of 1990, Public Law 101-649. USC 1440 note R. II Title III of the Act of October 14, 1940 54 Stat 1137 Chapter 876 as added by Section 1001 of the Second War Powers Act 1942 56 Stat 182 Chapter 199. Sec 2323 Ensuring compliance with restrictions on welfare and public benefits for aliens, a general prohibition. No officer or employee of the federal government may 1. Waive compliance with any requirement in Title ID of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1601 et sec., in effect on the date of enactment of this act, or with any restriction on eligibility for any form of assistance or benefit described in Section 403A of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, 8 U.S.C. 1613A, established under a provision of this act or an amendment made by this act. 2. Waive the prohibition under subsection D3 of Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act as added by Section 2101 of this Act on eligibility for federal means-tested public benefits for any alien granted register provisional immigrant status under Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act. 3. Waive the prohibition under subsection C3 of Section 2211 of this Act on eligibility for federal means-tested public benefits for any alien granted blue card status under that section. 4. Waive the prohibition under subsection C of Section 2309 of the Act on eligibility for federal means-tested public benefits for any non-citizen who is lawfully present in the United States pursuant to Section 101A 15B of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A 15B as amended by Section 2309A. R. 5. Waive the prohibition under subsection W2C of Section 214 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1184 W2C as added by Section 4504B of this Act on eligibility for any assistance or benefits described in Section 403A of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996 8 U.S.C. 1613A for any alien described in Section 101A 15Y of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 101A15Y as added by Section 4504 of this Act, who is issued a non-immigrant visa. B. Ensuring compliance with federal welfare law. 1. No waiver of requirements notwithstanding Section 1115A of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 1315A. The Secretary of Health and Human Services shall not waive compliance by a state or otherwise permit a state to not comply with the requirements for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program referenced in Section 480 of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 680 and the requirements for that program in Section 408G of such Act 42 U.S.C. 608G. 2. No waiver of penalties. The Secretary of Health and Human Services shall apply Section 409 of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 609 to any state that fails to comply with any of the requirements specified in paragraph 1. Subtitle D. Comrade State 30 and Physician Access. Sec 2401. Comrade State 30 Program. Section 220C of the Immigration and Nationality Technical Corrections Act of 1994, Public Law 103-416, 8 U.S.C. 1182 note, is amended by striking and before September 30th, 2005, Sec. 2402, retaining physicians who have practiced in medically underserved communities. Section 201B1, 8 U.S.C. 1151B1, as amended by Sections 2103C, 2212B2, 2307B, and 2323B, is further amended by adding, at the end the following, P.I. alien physicians who have completed service requirements of the waiver requested under Section 203B2BE, including alien physicians who completed such service before the date of enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, and any spouses or children of such alien physicians. E. Nothing in this subparagraph may be construed to prevent the filing of a petition with the Secretary of Homeland Security for classification under Section 204A or the filing of an application for adjustment of status under Section 245 by an alien physician described in this subparagraph prior to the date by which such alien physician has completed the service described in Section 214L or worked full-time as a physician for an aggregate of 5 years at the location identified in the Section 214L waiver or in an area or areas designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of health care for professionals, or II, to permit the Secretary of Homeland Security to grant such a petition or application until the alien has satisfied all the requirements of the waiver received under Section 214L. Sec. 2403, Employment Protections for Physicians, in general, Section 214L1C, 8 U.S.C. 1184L1C, is amended by striking clauses I and E and inserting the following. The alien demonstrates a bona fide offer of full-time employment at a healthcare organization which employment has been determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security to be in the public interest, and a. The alien agrees to begin employment with the health facility or healthcare organization in a geographic area or areas which are designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals by the later of the date, that is 90 days after receiving such waiver, 90 days after completing graduate medical education or training under a program approved pursuant to Section 212J1, or 90 days after receiving non-immigrant status or employment authorization, provided that the alien or the alien's employer petitions for such non-immigrant status or employment authorization within 90 days of completing graduate medical education or training and agrees to continue to work for a total of not less than 3 years in any status authorized for such employment under this subsection, unless I, the Secretary determines that extenuating circumstances exist that justify a lesser period of employment at such facility or organization, in which case the alien shall demonstrate another bona fide offer of employment at a health facility or healthcare organization for the remainder of such three-year period. II. The interested agency that requested the waiver attests that extenuating circumstances exist that justify a lesser period of employment at such facility or organization, in which case the alien shall demonstrate another bona fide offer of employment at a health facility or healthcare organization so designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services for the remainder of such three-year period. R. III. If the alien elects not to pursue a determination of extenuating circumstances pursuant to subclause I or II, the alien terminates the alien's employment relationship with such facility or organization, in which case the alien shall be employed for the remainder of such three-year period and one additional year for each termination at another health facility or healthcare organization in a geographic area or areas which are designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals. B. Physician employment in underserved areas, Section 214L1, 8 U.S.C. 1184L1, as amended by subsection A, is further amended by adding, at the end the following, E. If a physician pursuing graduate medical education or training pursuant to Section 101A15J applies for a Conrad J1 waiver with an interested State Department of Health and the application is denied because the state has requested the maximum number of waivers permitted for that fiscal year, the PHYSICIANS non-immigrant status shall be automatically extended for 6 months if the physician agrees to see the waiver under this subsection except for subparagraph EE to work for an employer in a state that has not yet requested the maximum number of waivers. The physician shall be authorized to work only for such employer from the date on which a new waiver application is filed with the state until the date on which the Secretary of Homeland Security denies such waiver or issues work authorization for such employment pursuant to the approval of subwaiver. C. Graduate medical education or training, Section 214H1, as amended by Section 4401B of this Act, is further amended by inserting J. If entering the United States for graduate medical education or training after 8 by C. T. Contract requirements, Section 214L, 8 U.S.C. 1184L, is amended by adding, at the end the following, for an alien granted a waiver under paragraph 1C, shall enter into an employment agreement with the contracting health facility or healthcare organization that 8 specifies the maximum number of on-call hours per week, which may be a monthly average, that the alien will be expected to be available, and the compensation the alien will receive for on-call time. B specifies whether the contracting facility or organization will pay for the alien's malpractice insurance premiums, including whether the employer will provide malpractice insurance, and if so, the amount of such insurance that will be provided. C describes all of the work locations that the alien will work, and a statement that the contracting facility or organization will not add additional work locations without the approval of the federal agency or state agency that requested the waiver. And D does not include a non-compete provision. 5. An alien granted a waiver under paragraph 1c, whose employment relationship with the health facility or healthcare organization terminates during the 3-year service period required by such paragraph, it shall have a period of 120 days within and on the date of such termination of employment to submit to the Secretary of Homeland Security applications or petitions to commence employment with another contracting health facility or healthcare organization in the geographic area or areas which are designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals. B shall be considered to be maintaining lawful status in an authorized stay during the 120-day period referred to in subsection A, and C shall not be considered to be fulfilling the 3-year term of service during the 120-day period referred to in subparagraph A. Set 2404, allotment of Conrad 30 waivers, in general, Section 204 Penal 8 U.S.C. 1184 L, as amended by Section 2403, is further amended by adding at the end the following. 6AI, all states shall be allotted a total of 35 waivers under paragraph 1B for a fiscal year if 90% of the waivers available to the states receiving at least 5 waivers were used in the previous fiscal year. A, when an allocation has occurred under clause I, all states shall be allotted an additional 5 waivers under paragraph 1B for each subsequent fiscal year if 90% of the waivers available to the states receiving at least 5 waivers were used in the previous fiscal year. If the states are allotted 45 or more waivers for a fiscal year, the states will only receive an additional increase of 5 waivers the following fiscal year if 95% of the waivers available to the states receiving at least 1 waiver were used in the previous fiscal year. B. Any increase in allotments under subparagraph A shall be maintained indefinitely unless in a fiscal year the total number of such waivers granted is 5% lower than in the last year in which there was an increase in the number of waivers allotted pursuant to this paragraph, in which case, I, the number of waivers allotted shall be decreased by 5 for all states beginning in the next fiscal year, and A. Each additional 5% decrease in such waivers granted from the last year in which there was an increase in the allotment shall result in an additional decrease of 5 waivers allotted for all states, provided that the number of waivers allotted for all states shall not drop below 30. B. Academic Medical Centers, Section 204 Penal 1D, 8 U.S.C. 1184 L1D, is amended. 1. In clause A, by striking at end. 2. In clause AI, by striking the period at end and inserting and 3. By adding at end the following. If, in the case of a request by an interested state agency, the head of such agency determines that the alien is to practice medicine in or beyond the faculty of the residency program, an academic medical center as that term is defined in Section 411.355(b)(2) of Title 42, Code of Federal Regulations, or similar successor regulation, without regard to whether such facility is located within an area designated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services as having a shortage of healthcare professionals, and II, the head of such agency determines that alien PHYSICIANS work is in the public interest, and BB, the grant of such waiver would not cause the number of the waivers granted on behalf of aliens for such state for a fiscal year within the limitation in subparagraph B and subject to paragraph 6 in accordance with the conditions of this clause, to exceed 3. Sec. 2405, amendments to the procedures, definitions, and other provisions related to physician immigration, allowable visa status for physicians fulfilling waiver requirements in medically underserved areas. Section 214L2A, 8 U.S.C. 1184L2A, is amended by striking an alien described in Section 101A58IB. And inserting any status authorized for employment under this Act. B. Short-term work authorization for physicians completing their residency as a physician, completing graduate medical education or training as described in Section 212J of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1182J, as a non-immigrant described in Section 101A15HI of such Act, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15HI, shall have such non-immigrant status automatically extended until October 1st of the fiscal year for which a petition for a continuation of such non-immigrant status has been submitted in a timely manner, and where employment start for the beneficiary of such petition is October 1st of that fiscal year. Such physician shall be authorized to be employed incident to status during the period between the filing of such petition and October 1st of such fiscal year. However, the PHYSICIANS status and employment authorization shall terminate 30 days from the date such petition is rejected, denied, or revoked. A PHYSICIANS status and employment authorization will automatically extend to October 1st of the next fiscal year if all visas as described in such section 101A15HI authorized to be issued for the fiscal year have been issued. C. Applicability of Section 212B to spouses and children of J1 exchange visitors. A spouse or child of an exchange visitor described in Section 101A15J of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A15J shall not be subject to the requirements of Section 212B of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1182E, Subtitle E, Immigration, Section 2501, Definitions, in this subtitle. 1. Chief, the term chief means the chief of the office. 2. Foundation, the term foundation means the United States Citizenship Foundation, established pursuant to Section 2531. 3. Epigrants, the term epigrants means initial entry, adjustment, and citizenship assistance grants authorized under Section 2537. 4. Immigrant integration, the term immigrant integration means the process by which immigrants, A. join the mainstream of civic life by engaging and sharing ownership in their local community, the United States, and the principles of the Constitution. B. Attain financial self-sufficiency and upward economic mobility for themselves and their family members, and C. acquire English language skills and related cultural knowledge necessary to effectively participate in their community. 5. Linguistic integration. The term linguistic integration means the acquisition by limited English proficient individuals of English language skills and related cultural knowledge necessary to meaningfully and effectively fulfill their roles as community members, family members, and workers. 6. Office. The term office means the Office of Citizenship and New Americans, established in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under Section 2511. 7. Receiving communities. The term receiving communities means the long-term residence of the communities in which immigrants settle. A task force, the term task force means the task force on new Americans established pursuant to Section 2521. 9. USCF Council, the term USCF Council means the Council of Directors of the Foundation. Chapter 1, Citizenship and New Americans, Subchapter 8, Office of Citizenship and New Americans.